I no longer have a home. I thought I used to have a home in Chelmsford, but now I'm just a lonely wanderer. You know, I roam around the streets. You know, I don't cause any trouble. You know, never been pulled up by the police. That's what upsets me when you get passed by the public and all they do is cough and actually swear at you and joke about you. When deep inside, it isn't all for drugs. It's for bus fares, train fares, for people to get home to see your family, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot more homeless people than they're saying. I mean, because a lot of people who would be homeless, perhaps some of them are in prison, maybe, and then some, you know, like, as you say, around friends and family and all that. And that.
That's just funny. I talked to a guy last night, and the thing he sort of put to me was like, you know, how can you be homeless in your hometown? But it happens. People, you don't know what's around the corner.
People aren't, you know, fortunate enough to be that well off, so, you know, you help each other out, like, you know, maybe if you smoke, you help each other out with roll-ups and things, and maybe, you know, lend each other, you know, a bit of money, and you just basically help each other out, because you're all in the same position, which is rock bottom.
And that's what people can't appreciate, is where you're at, and they don't appreciate how easy it is to fall through the net. And that's a lot of people say, you know, how did you get there?
This is not a life, what I live, you know. I want a job again. I want to work again, you know. You know, work all week hard and that. And then we'll look forward to the weekends and stuff. Back in life, you know, instead of worrying where I'm going to sleep every night, where I'm going to eat, where I can wash, you know, looking like a tramp and having nothing.
I mean, I'm lucky in this place. I can get up and have a shower and keep my clothes clean and all that. But there's a lot of people out there who don't, who can't. And, well, when you turn up to, like, a job interview or something like that looking grubby, I mean, would you employ somebody like that? Would you? If somebody turns up grubby?
It's difficult because we've got to walk around all day. From 9 o'clock in the morning to quarter by 7 at night, 12 hours almost. It's good, it's 12 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours. We have to make your own entertainment in a way, muck about, be silly. Got real in the library on the computers. We try and make as light as possible. At the end of the day, it's not funny because we're walking in the pouring rain. So we do try and lighten up. We do try and have a bit of a giggle, a bit of a mug about, but it does upset you. You can get low. So we do try and cheer up, but other time you say, have a nice day. Of course, the guy did. He's been walking around town all day. He's up to there. He's soaking wet. He's hungry. And he's really, really, you know, he's had enough. Saturday's worse because they're open. Sunday's okay because we don't have to stay out all day. Only 2.5 hours. That's okay. But on Saturday, there's no day centres open and you are literally just walking around town.